And did you hear on my mind every hour of the day? Without your sweet inspiration,
on the left coast, that means it's 10 p.m. on the east coast. My guest often reminds me of that. It's time for the Tammy Jackson Show on the 405. This is Tammy Jackson welcoming you to an hour of sweet conservative inspiration. If you want to do so, go ahead and interact with comments and questions on Twitter during the show. You can follow me at Tammy J. And let me introduce my wonderful guest, and then I will give you his Twitter handle. My guest tonight is my friend, my great, great friend, Jeff Dunitz. He's a conservative.
But who's the wonderful guest?
Oh, that would be you, silly.
Oh.
Let me introduce you. He's the conservative voice from the People's Republic of New York. He's a bit of a fish out of water, as he likes to say, because he's a New Yorker, a Jew, and wait for it. A conservative. Of course he is.
Life one yet.
I know. And Jeff mixes a dash of spiel, political theory, religion, New York attitude in his political news and commentary. You can find his stuff at his site, Lidblog and Lids Vids.
Actually, Lidvids is dead.
It's dead?
He killed it.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, Lidblog, there we go, at Lidblog. But Jeff's not only a political commentator, he's one of the most knowledgeable people and writers I know as far as Israel and Israeli and American relations. Jeff Dunitz, welcome back to the show.
It's good to be back on the show. And it's good to be talking to you.
I know.
We haven't spoken a lot lately.
I know. And we usually would catch up a few times a week even. When I was prepping for the show, Jeff, I realized I hadn't had you on since May. That's ridiculous.
May?
Yes.
Wow. Then you should wish me happy birthday. That was July.
I should. Holy cow.
But you did.
I did. You just weren't on the show. Well, and there's a reason, folks. I'm not shunning Jeff. And by the way, you need to follow Jeff on Twitter. He is lidblog.com, or it's at Yid with Lid. I'm looking at the wrong thing here.
Yes.
It's at Yid with Lid. So it's a great, great thing to follow because he puts up tremendous articles all the time. But the reason we haven't spoken that much lately has nothing to do with me shunning my friend Jeff. It has to do with me getting a corporate job. And I have been just running like crazy. I start very early in the morning because they asked me what time I wanted to start. And I might talk some more about it on the show at a later date. It's a wonderful corporation.
Wait a second. You don't start that early in the morning.
Well, I'm up at 4:45 Pacific time.
Yeah, well, I've been up since 6 o'clock, New York time.
I know, and I'm making you stay up so late, but I'm very thankful
I'm
that
up.
You're doing it. Yeah. So, but they asked you at this corporation, they're very flexible about hours as long as you get in the hours you need to per day. I work something, I don't know if you've ever heard of this, Jeff, but I work a 980. So I work 80 hours in 9 days. And that means every other Friday I have off. They asked when I wanted to start. You could start, pick a time, any time between 6 a.m. and 8:30 a.m. and then kind of try to stick to it and then just get your hours in, and they're cool with it. And if you don't feel great or you want to, you can remote from home and work from home occasionally. So very interesting. But I have been inundated with training, and it's exciting stuff. I'm dealing with some really, really cool stuff. Suffice it to say, the corporation I now work for is one of the biggest in the world in their area, and the products that we make at this corporation save the lives of people and pilots around the world every day. So that's pretty cool.
It is.
Yeah.
But the only bad part about it is you can't talk to me every day.
I know. You used to be running errands. You'd call me up, see how things were going. And right? it was always so much fun. And now I'm a little less, easy to get a hold of. But that's okay. For friends, you figure out a way.
That's right. Now that we've bored your audience, let's talk something important.
let's start something that's going to make them mad. And by the way, I got to mention that my friend Whiskey Dale, Dale's down in Texas, but he's in the front row. He says, I am front row Joe. So he's listening front and center. That's very cool. You've got a bunch of great articles. We're going to cover them today because since I'm doing the corporate thing, I am writing less, although I still write and do things at Robar for them. And I'll do some guest columns here and there for Barbed Wire and other places because I'm still technically an admin there. But
well, and that's why actually LizVids, I closed it because I wasn't writing as much as I should. I was spending too much time with videos.
Yeah, that's hard. Writing takes a lot of time. For people that haven't done stuff like this, they don't realize the intensive hours that go into it. So many days a week. You take the Sabbath off, but you pretty much work the other 6 days. And it takes a lot of time, a lot of effort, and it's hard. And so you have to be really, I don't know.
Well, it's not as hard and dangerous as being a reporter for CNN.
Evidently, the first article I want to start with, everybody's got to read this, and I've got it linked on the show page, of course. It's titled, CNN Op-Ed Compares Reporters Like Acosta to Whom? And the article begins. A CNN. Well,
actually, it took me long to write because I had to make sure I was saying whom instead of who.
Yeah, well, you could ask me. I'm good at that stuff. You could text me. That's what you could do.
But I did it right.
You did. You did a great job. And the article begins, a CNN op-ed by Notre Dame professor Joseph Holt that made such a strange comparison to the role of the press that it would be reasonable to question his sanity or sobriety, although there is no evidence that the peculiar comment was driven by anything but typical academic leftism. In the op-ed, Holt defended CNN's Jim Acosta, who was heckled by Trump supporters at a recent rally. Acosta then had a temper tantrum when Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders wouldn't rescind the president's enemy of the people comment. Now, baby Jim knows that Sanders' job is to give the opinions of POTUS, not hers, but he had a fit anyway. Holt's essay defended Acosta, also defended Caitlin Collins, whom the White House staff banned from a White House event recently. Jeff, okay, it goes on. And this
problem. You know what? Really, if you go through it, it's typical left-wing nonsense.
It is.
But when you get close to the end, I say that, well, that's where the psychedelic drugs must have kicked in.
Oh, absolutely.
Let me read this one paragraph.
Yeah.
It says, far from being the enemy of the people, the press at its best is like a guardian angel that caringly and capably protects us from harm. We thank soldiers for their service because they devote themselves to protecting our freedoms, and we should. But we should also thank the media for the same reason.
What? What? Yeah, no, psychedelic really. Drugs, psychotropic.
Look, many journalists do a great job. Acosta's not one of them, but many do. But even the really good ones, unless they're on the front lines embedded in with our soldiers, you can't compare them to them.
No, you cannot. And Jeff, oh my goodness, this prof is a grand indictment against university professors everywhere. The ones that consider themselves enlightened and above the rabble who voted for Trump. I read that. I thought, just like you did, he's clearly smoking something or experiencing flashbacks from Woodstock.
I'm telling you, well, you know, I like to use that phrase. It's for those of you who aren't old enough, the famous Wavy Gravy, who actually was like the announcer for Woodstock, at one point said, I just got a note about the brown acid. Some people are having bad trips from it, so don't take the brown acid. Well, I think this guy took the brown acid. Really, I mean, and the sick part is he starts off by saying, oh, yeah, and I think they should be thanked for their service. Of course they should be thanked for their service. They're putting, excuse my language, their asses on the line to protect his family.
Exactly, exactly.
Jim Acosta doesn't put his ass on the line to help my family, okay?
No.
And even if he was a good reporter, he wouldn't do that. But exactly. This is a guy who doesn't tell the truth. And you know what? Look, I've only been doing this for 12 years.
It's been a long time.
But I've hung out with real people long enough to know that the reporter is not the story. The story is the story.
Yes.
Okay. And he likes to make himself the story, and he doesn't really tell the truth. Okay, or he spins things wrong.
Right.
No, wrong. But how?
I agree. I concur.
How could anybody, you know, I mean, maybe it's me because, you know, I look at our armed forces and I keep them in such reverence.
Yes.
Okay, that it just astounds me. And the reason why I keep them, these guys are out, guys and girls, they're out protecting them. They could die because they're trying to make my family live.
Yep. I would say that Notre Dame professor Joseph Holt has no idea whatsoever what real heroism and sacrifice is. And he doesn't have a clue, Jeff, what our warriors do to keep us safe. You know, I'm not all that thin-skinned that I'm offended at every perceived microaggression, but I find Prof. Holt's words extremely offensive and wholly ignorant.
And you know what he teaches?
Mm-mm.
Ethics.
He teaches ethics, wouldn't you
and
know?
And leadership.
And leadership. Ah. And he's at Notre Dame, that once upon a time used to be a quasi-religious school. But my goodness.
You know, and let me ask you something. When you think of Jim Acosta, do you really think of things like ethics?
No, I don't. Not in the least.
When you think of our military, I mean, these are guys and women that they're schooled in honor.
Yes.
And we're talking about someone who has no honor.
Yes.
And this is how he made the comparison.
Yeah. Well, and you know me, Jeff. I'm just like you. I absolutely love, love, love our military, our veterans. It's something that is just... I just don't like anybody to compare themselves to that.
Right.
And the funny thing is, if you talk to a soldier or anybody, they won't talk about themselves in lofty terms, but I sure do.
No. Yeah, like, you know, our friend Kurt.
Yes.
If you ever talk to him and you call him a hero, because he is.
He is.
The first thing he will say is, no, not me. The people I served with were heroes.
Oh, yes. And it's interesting because the people I absolutely look up to that have served, some of them, even the higher ranking they are more, you know, they just take themselves much more lightly and they want to mm-hmm. give honor to the men on the ground, on the front lines, etc., more than their own selves. And there's just something about those that have served that really I find so touching.
Yep.
And that's, I think our society could use a healthy dose of that, because the things that our mainstream media and others on the left and in broadcast journalism and Hollywood, et cetera, the things that they throw around and call heroic are not. They really are not. So when we see what our warriors have done in the past and what they're doing now to keep us safe, I just don't even like these comparisons.
Yeah, you're right. I agree.
Hey, everybody, I'm talking to my great friend, Jeff Dunitz. I will be back with him right after the break. The Tammy Jackson Show is sponsored by Robar Companies. I talk to you about them every single week. I am so happy to write for them some and to be sponsored by them. They are a true custom firearms finishing shop. They're located in Phoenix, Arizona. You can find them online at robarguns.com. I've been telling you and teasing for a while that Robar, who is they're known for their amazing firearm finishes, that they're going to be revealing their newest, toughest finish yet. Well, they just issued a press release. This is exciting stuff. You can find it at the website, on their Facebook page, etc. But they've issued a press release for this newest finish. It's called Armor Lube. Let me just read a little bit of that release so you get a sense of how amazing this finish is. Robar Companies, Inc. is an approved distributor for Plasma Technologies, LLC, a licensed applicator for Duralar Technologies' new dry lubrication metal finish for firearms industry, Duralar Armor Lube. Armor Lube offers many of the same great capabilities as NP3 plus plating regarding corrosion resistance, abrasion, and low coefficient of friction, with the added benefit of being a matte black finish. Originally, Duralar's subsidiary developed Armor Lube for the U.S. Army Research, Development, and Engineering Center to increase the capability and reliability of soldier weapon systems. Armor Lube is unique. It's advanced, ultra-hard, permanent, dry lubrication coating. It serves a range of applications, enhancing the capabilities, extending the longevity of products. It's particularly well-suited to a broad spectrum of uses in the firearm industry. Let me tell you, folks, with Armor Lube coating your firearm, you do not need liquid lubricants. Think of all the time you spend cleaning and oiling your firearm. Not necessary anymore. This is amazing stuff, and they're putting some of it on my Glock 19 right now, which I should be getting back in a couple weeks. There's more. Check it out at Robar's page. Great, great site. Great company. If you need to give your worn firearm new life, or you want one of these amazing new finishes, check out robarguns.com, sponsor of the Tammy Jackson Show.
You're on the 405.
Shop Amazon. Support the 405 Media. Click on the banner on top of our homepage. Then you know what to do. The 405 Media is an Amazon associate. That means you get great deals on Amazon.com and support the talk alternative at no extra charge. We are the 405media.com. Thank you.
This is Mike from the Wrestling Mayhem Show, the show where we get fans and people in the wrestling industry together to talk about pro wrestling, WWE, NXT, WrestleMania, all kinds of fun. It's a podcast party. Check it out, Wrestling Mayhem Show, right here on the 405 Media.
Listen to the Wrestling Mayhem Show, now 7 nights a week, 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern, right here on the 405media.com.
The 405.
Children are at greater risk than adults from contaminants carried by floodwater. Since they dehydrate faster, they need to drink plenty of fluids. If the safety of your water is in question, either use bottled water or bring tap water to a rolling boil for at least 1 minute, and let it cool before use. You should also keep children away from mud and make sure they don't play with anything that may have become polluted by floodwater or sludge. From the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
Whoa, a new digital music player. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, I'm glad you like it, because I can't wait to toss the big stereo. And now that we got your dad that big HD TV he wanted, we can throw out our old TV, too.
Hold up. You can't just throw out electronics.
Really?
They need to be recycled or donated.
And how would we do that?
It's so easy, Mom. Today, recycling electronics is just as easy as buying them. GreenerGadgets.org has all the info. We just enter our zip code to find a certified recycling center nearby. There are thousands of them, and new ones are being added all the time. Some of our local stores are even certified recycling locations.
I like that.
Did you know that some of the stuff in our old electronics could be used to make new products and conserve natural resources?
Well, okay then. Let's gather them up. What was that website again?
GreenerGadgets.org. We just enter our zip code and go.
We're back, folks. This is Tammy Jackson, joined by my great guest, Jeff Dunitz. If you're just joining the show, Jeff is the conservative voice from the People's Republic of New York. He always calls himself my Jewish friend on Long Island, and he is indeed my friend. We were talking about a university prof who compared mainstream media to our soldiers. Yes, he did. That got us all riled up. Now, here's something else that'll kind of make you mad. And there was another great article, Jeff, that you had up yesterday. Dictator Andrew Cuomo is trying to...
You notice I get mad a lot?
There's a lot of stuff that can make people mad. We'll have some in the second half hour. We'll have some stuff that'll make people appreciate things a little bit. But this is kind of the getting fired up section. Okay. But this article, a dictator, Andrew Cuomo, is trying to negotiate Bill of Rights.
Negate
Bill of Rights. Sorry. And the article begins. The New York state government is supposed to be democratic, but in actuality, it has become a dictatorship under Andrew Cuomo since the god Cuomo, and he has that in quotes, became governor in 2011. He has acted as a supreme leader instead of an elected official. The god Cuomo's latest target is the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, but his record of tyranny goes further back. This weekend, news broke that the National Rifle Association is in deep financial trouble. How can this be? It has 4 million members, including me, and is one of the most influential Second Amendment rights groups in history. Jeff, you know, Rolling Stone is reporting about this. Everybody's reporting about this. Cuomo, or the God Cuomo, as you're calling him, instead of the Godfather.
Well, folks, you got to understand, the picture that went with it was...
It's awesome.
It was like the Godfather movie poster, you know, with the black, the white, and the only thing that's a color is the red rose, except it's Cuomo,
yes.
Not...
Marlon Brando?
Not Marlon Brando.
Yeah. Don't you wish... I think if Marlon was your governor, you'd be in better shape.
Not much.
Probably not, because... Yeah. But, okay, so tell us some of what your illustrious governor has been up to.
Well, the big thing is that he has been pressuring insurance companies and banks not to deal with the NRA. So, for example, the NRA is having trouble getting insurance for NRA TV. And it's not like gun insurance. It's like for people working there getting workers' compensation type of thing.
Yeah.
And they might have to close.
And that I find particularly reprehensible. I mean, all of it is bad. But, for instance, one of my friends is Cam Cameron, and I've been on his show on NRA TV a couple times, and he's been on my show a couple times.
And while you mention him, everyone listening, please pray for his wife who is ill.
Yeah, yeah. Cam's a good guy. They're a great family. I mean, salt of the earth people, really, really are. And to hear all this, for the last month and a half, going on 2 months, while I've been training at this new position, I have been a little bit unplugged from what's going on day in and day out. So when I read this, I was really alarmed, because this is a big deal. Our Second Amendment is a huge deal, Jeff.
And it's more than the Second Amendment. If you remember the speeches at CPAC, they really defend everything.
Yes.
And keep in mind that really what Cuomo is trying to do is shut down the NRA's First Amendment rights.
Yes.
So he doesn't want them to be able to talk about, for example, why guns are good for you. You know, the old good guy with a gun versus the bad guy with the gun, that kind of stuff.
Right.
Okay, and that's really what Cuomo does. He likes to shut people up who disagree with him. For example, he's running for re-election. There's a primary, him and Cynthia Nixon from what was the TV show? Why can't I think of it?
I don't know.
Of New York. He told people in a meeting if they back Cynthia Nixon, he will lose their phone numbers. And if they ever need him when he's reelected, he'll never talk to them. Sex in the City is the name of the show, I'm thinking.
Oh, Sex in the City. Wow. Wow.
Okay. And now Cynthia Nixon kind of makes... the typical Democrat look conservative. She actually just spoke this weekend and said, you know what, they're going to call us socialists anyway, so let's give them what, you know, let's be real socialists. And she is a real socialist. We have in New York, we have such a big reservoir of shale for fracking. He's banned it on his own.
Oh, of course.
Okay. So, you know, New York, we pay extra high taxes and we don't have great employment. And he's turned down all that money.
Oh,
even though all the studies say, you know what, it's not bad fracking.
Of course not.
When in 2013, when there was a when he wanted to toughen the gun laws, and we know how that works because we know what kind of weekend Chicago had.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, and my goodness, banning guns sure works well in that city, doesn't it? Or anywhere else.
He put in the bill and said, I want you to vote on it tomorrow. Now, there's a 3-day waiting period constitutionally. Okay, so they had to waive that 3-day waiting period, and he basically told them, shut up and vote.
Wow.
Okay, so he just actually, and I think they do this in Oregon too. He pardoned 24,000 parolees so they could vote.
They did that in, I want to say North Carolina.
Because, and again, he decided. He didn't talk to the legislature. He didn't talk to the voters. This is what he wants.
Wow.
Okay, and he's about to do... He wants a state-level DREAM Act, okay, where he makes illegal immigrants eligible for the state's tuition-free program. Now, think about this. I'm not a big fan of tuition-free programs, okay?
Right.
I took out loans, and when I started working, I paid them back.
Right.
Bad enough we have this. Now, I have to pay for the tuition of people who don't even belong here.
Exactly.
Wait, it gets worse though. Because for every illegal immigrant that gets a slot in that tuition free program, a New Yorker and or a United States citizen who belongs here gets cut out.
Exactly.
This is my favorite because
what's that?
This one's the one the press should be all over. He actually created something called the Moreland Commission. Okay, we're supposed to look at fraud in the government. and that kind of stuff, crony capitalism. And not only did he ban them from issuing subpoenas that have ties to the governor, but when they pushed the thing and wanted to investigate the governor's office, he disbanded it.
Ha.
Now, let me ask you something. If Trump did that with Mullen, the press would be, you know, they would have heart attacks.
The left would have out their pitchforks.
Right?
Exactly.
But
precisely,
it's okay.
So, Jeff.
No one worries about it when Cuomo does. And Cuomo's going to run for president.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, people need to wake up. They need to read your article. I've got it linked in the show page. We got to take a quick break. You're listening to the Tammy Jackson Show on the 405. I'll be back on the other side of the break with my guest, Jeff Dunitz. The Tammy Jackson Show is brought to you by Camera Security Now. Camera Security Now sells and installs surveillance and access control systems for businesses worldwide and nationwide. Their turnkey surveillance and access control systems provide an excellent management control tool, going far beyond the obvious safety and security benefits. Camera Security Now can handle your largest surveillance projects while still providing easy-to-reach personal service with upfront pricing, itemized quotes, remote access to your surveillance system with no monthly fees, and same-day virtual visits. You can rest assured your security needs are in capable hands. For more information, visit CameraSecurityNow.com or call them 800-440-1662. That's CameraSecurityNow.com, sponsor of the Tammy Jackson Show.
You're on the 405.
This is Mike from the Wrestling Mayhem Show, the show where we get fans and people in the wrestling industry together to talk about pro wrestling, WWE, NXT, WrestleMania, all kinds of fun. It's a podcast party. Check it out, Wrestling Mayhem Show, right here on the 405 Media.
Listen to the Wrestling Mayhem Show, now 7 nights a week, 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern, right here on the 405media.com.
You're on the 405.
Let's talk tech. Tech news discussions from the people in the industry right here in Pittsburgh. Online, gadgets, startups, and more. Check it out at awesomecast.net.
AwesomeCast. It's all about tech and it's all about gadgets. It's AwesomeCast, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the 405media.com.
You're on the 405.
I love Tammy.
I love you back, Kurt, because I'm a caring kind of gal.
The Tammy Jackson Show.
I'm just one conservative gal encouraging you to keep fighting the good fight.
Tammy is what conservative insurgency is about.
Tammy Jackson, the granddaughter of legal immigrants.
In Honduras, they had 60,000 murders per 100,000, or something like that. And I thought, whoa, that is a lot.
Like every other person on the block is dead.
Tammy Jackson, the emerging threat from the West Coast.
Tammy has made herself into a rising radio star.
When we have these mass amounts just suddenly pour into the United States, we have a worse problem than we already have had with assimilation.
The Tammy Jackson Show, Tuesday nights, 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, only on the 405media.com.
Anything for you, Tammy.
The 405.
Military life is rewarding, but it isn't always easy.
Managing the stress can affect even the strongest warrior.
But I can, I will stay mission ready.
I can, I will
keep my mind and body fit.
Talk to my chaplain.
Be there to listen.
I can, I will
know the signs.
Seek care early.
Talk to my healthcare provider.
Be there to help, listen, and get you through this.
I can, I will motivate others.
Strive for progress, not perfection.
I can, I will be there for my buddies, no matter what.
Be there for our veterans, no matter what.
And I've got your back too.
I can, I will keep our family safe while you're away.
I can, I will think of you every night.
We're in this together.
I got this.
I got this.
I got this.
Take the first step.
There's no better time than now.
Reaching out is a sign of strength. Visit realwarriors.net or call 866-966-1020.
Shop Amazon, support the 405 Media. Click on the banner on top of our homepage. Then you know what to do. The 405 Media is an Amazon associate. That means you get great deals on Amazon.com and support the Talk Alternative at no extra charge. We are the 405media.com. Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Tammy Jackson, a little over halfway through the show here on the 405 Media. And my guest is the wonderful Jeff Dunitz, as I told you.
I like that guy. Oh,
you like it? I'm glad, Jeff. That's good. No self-loathing here. If you're just joining the show, Jeff is the conservative
voice.
Well,
the Bible does say, love thy neighbor as thyself.
There you go. It does. It does. Jeff is the conservative voice from the People's Republic of New York. We're having a good time talking about news and lefties. And so we've been talking about stuff that made us a little bit mad and riled up. Well, now we want to talk about something that I think is kind of good news. And the article I'm referring to is one that Jeff wrote that also is linked at the show page. And it's titled, President Trump Reimposes Iran Sanctions, Europe Objects. You start the article.
Before you get to that,
okay,
let me give a little background, because I hear people still saying things on TV. Were the Iranians violating the deal? Your guess is as good as mine. Because they didn't let people inspect the military bases, which is where they did most of the work.
Correct.
Except the Parchin one. The Parchin base, they actually admitted that's where they were working on nuclear fuses for.
Wow.
But they do their own inspection there.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and you know,
what could possibly go wrong?
All I could tell you is a Catholic friend told me that if you do your own inspections, you grow hair on your palms and your eyesight goes. But the truth is that no one could say that they were complying with the deal.
Right.
You can't say they weren't either. But
can't verify it.
But this is what President Obama signed. That's why President Trump had to pull out of it.
Right.
Okay. Now you go. I'm sorry. I just wanted to give background.
Yeah. No. That's good. We needed that background. But
remember, I worked for Iran Truth for a year.
That's true. I do know that.
And that's when I learned that yellow cake could be eaten by diabetics because it has no sugar, but it has other issues.
Oh. Oh, okay. Thank you, Jeff. The article begins, when he announced that the United States was withdrawing from the flawed JCPOA Iran deal, President Trump said there would be two wind-down periods, 90 days and 180 days for business activities in or involving Iran to end. August 6th is the last day of the 90-day period. Therefore, the White House has announced reimposition of Iran sanctions beginning at 12:01 a.m. on Tuesday, August 7th. That's today.
And that
it begins like this. Today, the United States is taking action to reimpose nuclear-related sanctions with respect to Iran that were lifted in connection with the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action of July 14, 2015. These actions include reimposing sanction on Iran's automotive sector and on its trade in gold and precious metals, as well as sanctions related to the Iranian rial. These measures
will take... currency.
Right, right. These measures will take effect on August 7, 2018. All remaining United States nuclear-related sanctions will resume effective November 5, 2018. These include sanctions targeting Iran's energy sector, including petroleum-related transactions, as well as transactions by foreign financial institutions with the Central Bank of Iran. I mean, there's more to the announcement, but in my mind, this is great stuff, Jeff.
Well, what I didn't realize until afterwards is that Iran's been starting to develop a automotive industry. And everybody's leaving now. Okay. Basically, what President Trump told people was, you can keep working with Iran if you want, but then you don't get to work with the United States. Now, if you had to tap into one economy, the Iranians, who basically, it's about to have another revolution, be it the Iranians or the United States, you know, I mean, and obviously we have some nuts singing in front of the White House, Rosie O'Donnell, but yeah. We're not talking about what's going on in Iran. I, you know, from what I've been hearing, and obviously I haven't gone to Iran and reported on it directly.
Correct.
They don't like Jews there.
No, anyway, they don't. A lot of places in the world do not.
That's true.
Some anti-Semitism.
Iran and the Democratic Party. But the key is that it's the young people. It's the same type of young people that revolted against the Shah in what is it, 79?
Right.
Okay. And it might turn into a regime change type act. And, you know, I don't know if the mullahs are going to force people to start shooting civilians. But who knows?
Who knows? And in Iran, I have always thought that the mullahs had more power, really, than the supreme leader or president of the country.
Well, the president has no power.
Right.
Yes. And the mullahs have the mullahs share power with the supreme leader. It's like a council.
Right.
Okay. And, yeah, they're in trouble. Okay. Because they have economic problems that are basically very incredible. Okay. And their economy is falling apart.
It's easy to believe that. It reminds me, in a small way, of North Korea, where there's no economy there, and the people leading the country have spent any extra money on developing weapons and things. So
let me tell you why it's worse.
Go ahead.
Because, you see, the people of Iran know that Barack Obama gave them all this money.
Right.
And Iran, the mullahs, gave it to terrorists. And they have no bread.
Right.
They have no food. So, yeah, it's worse.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. So if you're wondering, Jeff has a great list of the sanctions that will be reimposed. I'll just read them off here quickly. The purchase or acquisition of United States banknotes by the government of Iran,
I can make it easier.
What's that?
Because the first is automotive metals and stay out of our banks.
Okay.
And the second is their oil exports. So they won't be able to sell oil.
Yeah, which is amazing, because that, you know, a chief source of income.
Right.
Yeah, so that's...
Well,
that's,
except in New York.
Yeah, that's true.
Because our mullahs won't allow it.
Yeah, that's true. Who's also the God Cuomo. Yeah.
God Cuomo.
I know. Hey, if you're just joining the show, my guest is Jeff Dunitz. He's a great friend. He's a great conservative. He's actually a Jewish conservative living on Long Island. That's a pretty darn rare person, I'd say, Jeff.
Well, there are very few of us.
Yeah.
There are some.
So you're very special in a lot of ways. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is something that I found very, very interesting because I've read the book and I've seen the movie itself umpteen times, loved watching it as a kid, always made me cry. And of course, I'd studied about the Holocaust. But Jeff has an article that's linked on the show page. New, the Diary of Anne Frank production is not about ICE and illegals. And you start the article. To be honest, when I first read about it, the reports made me so angry, I was about to burst. According to the reports, it's nothing short of disgusting. Director Stan Zimmerman is staging a new version of The Diary of Anne Frank that will change the narrative from a young girl coping with hiding in an attic from Nazis who want to kill all of the Jewish people to a story about immigration and customs enforcement arresting illegal immigrants. It was nothing short of Holocaust denial. Actually, it was far away from Holocaust denial because the reports about the play were nothing short of a falsehood. Getting ready to pounce on director Stan Zimmerman, I went through his Twitter feed, and one tweet directed the reader to a post on his Instagram account. Well, tell us what you discovered, Jeff.
What I discovered is actually it was all the fault, I believe, of their publicist, because what it kept saying is a new staging of Diary of Anne Frank, and it talked about how the story about the director once saw of a woman, a Jewish woman in L.A. who made her house a safe house for illegal immigrants when they were hiding from ICE. So people took that to say, well, it must be, you know, like I said, the Nazis are ICE and the Jews became illegal immigrants. Now, I have to also tell you is that those articles came from the conservative press. Okay, from a lot of them are my friends at right wing sites, etc. But it doesn't matter because if something is wrong, it's wrong. And really what it is, okay, is that basically the play starts with the woman and these illegal immigrants, and they start reading the Diary of Anne Frank, the book, the play. She hands out the scripts and they start reading it, and that morphs into basically all the immigrants playing the roles in Diary of Anne Frank. But it's the same exact version that appeared on Broadway. Nothing changes. The Nazis are Nazis, and the Frank family is the Frank family. Okay? It's the same thing that in 1997 starred, actually her real name is Natalie Hirschlag. But her stage name is Natalie Portman on Broadway. So there's really nothing wrong with what they're doing. But it was a big to do. And, you know, the author, excuse me, the director, I disagree with him in everything. He's a full-blown liberal.
Yeah.
He's probably pissed that I called them illegal immigrants instead of, you know, undocumented.
Right.
Okay. But he wasn't doctoring the story. And the whole reason why he was doing this is, excuse me, that he read somewhere that young people aren't learning the story of Diary of Anne Frank. And he wanted to do honor to the story.
Which is a good impetus to do it.
You know, now, would I have used that setting? Probably not. Because obviously without mentioning it, his intention is to draw parallels. But he doesn't mention it.
Right.
Okay. And I think that, for example, the lady who was hiding the illegal immigrants should probably be thrown in jail.
Right.
Just before they boot the illegal immigrants out of the country. However, he wasn't changing the story. He wasn't making it obvious. So what's the big deal? You know, and actually I called, or I had an email exchange with the director.
I was going to ask you about that.
Well, because I was really angry.
Of course.
And when I get really angry for a story, I got to get more information.
Yes.
Because if I'm going to blast him, you know, I want to know everything.
You want to make sure it's substantiated.
Right. So, but the bottom line is that, and we went back and forth because I didn't get it. Until he finally said, well, you know, Blaze starts with the lady's house and they start handing out scripts. They start reading it and then it morphs into the story. Ah, now I understand. So, excuse me, some people might object to the fact that there were Latinxes playing Jews. By the way, I just learned that term. Do you know what Latinx is?
I don't.
Well, it's, you know how you have Latinos and Latinas?
Right.
Okay, but the non-gender specific.
I wondered if it had to do with gender stuff.
Well, no, but it's not like weird gender stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's like saying people instead of man and woman.
Okay. Or geese instead of goose.
Right. So, I mean, so I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay.
So, and can some people object to that? I guess some people will object to that. That it's not Jews playing. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, anybody could play a part, and if they remain true to the story.
That's it. And as I say in the story, that I don't care what they do, but the guy playing Otto Frank cannot be as good as I was when I did it.
There you go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If people don't know, Jeff did Broadway musicals and things. He'd sing, he would act, all that good stuff.
Yeah, one of my careers.
One of your careers. Yeah.
Found something I liked much better. Eating and having a roof over my head.
There you go. They're kind of appealing, I think. Jeff writes in the article that a tweet directed him to Stan Zimmerman's Instagram account.
Right. Stan tweeted out that the story you're reading in places like Breitbart and Drudge are wrong.
Right.
Okay, that we're not actually changing who everything was.
Yeah, right.
And that's so I emailed him. You know, it's important to me, you know, and you know this because you do it too. It's more important to me to get the story right than to get it first. I mean,
exactly.
I've cost people their jobs. I ruined Helen Thomas's career.
Right.
You know, Chaz Freeman, I got him fired from his White House job in the Obama administration. So, but only because I got the story right, and I won't get a story, something important like that, you know, and this guy making money. The interesting thing is that he was also a writer for the original Roseanne show, not the one that was just on.
Oh.
And he was very angry at the new Roseanne act because he said those characters would never go conservative.
Oh, my goodness. As if they were really conservative. They were just, as she said, not Looney Tunes.
Right. But, I mean, it was cute because.
Yeah.
Well, but he's a liberal.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, Jeff, we talk about this kind of stuff a lot, but they believe in tolerance. But their idea of tolerance anymore means I will tolerate you if you believe and think and say exactly what I believe and think and say. And that's pretty much it.
Well, I think I taught him a lesson in tolerance. Because I don't think an act, you know, like him. We don't have the same opinions, etc. But I still corrected the record.
Yeah, there you go.
No, and I even said in the article, I don't agree with him.
Exactly. You said that you thought that the mom and her daughter, you know, should probably be in jail for helping illegals and so forth, and I agree with that.
But hey, Jeff, the truth is more important.
I know. The truth is always important. That's why I always did what I did when I was writing more and why you do what you do, because we want to get the truth out. I love your stuff so much, Jeff, and you're just such a great friend.
Do we have two more minutes?
Go ahead.
Okay.
I've got maybe a minute more, not a lot.
I want to say something about InfoWars.
Okay.
I wouldn't touch his stuff with a 1,000-foot pole. It's gross. It's disgusting. It's lies. Some of it's anti-Semitic. It's conspiracy theories. However, there is no reason for them to take him off the social media platforms.
Yeah.
I also, another, please go to my site and read, there's a post called Facebook Censors a Republican Congressional Candidate. Okay, and they, because she's Cambodian and told the story of the horrors her parents went through, they wouldn't let her advertising tell the story.
Wow.
Okay, so censorship is censorship.
It is. It absolutely is.
And the only one in the world that can censor me is my wife.
There you go. And she's a lovely person, and we both love her.
I'm married way above my head.
There you go. There you go. Hey, Jeff, we got to cut it off. But I thank you so much for staying up late and talking to me.
That's okay.
I appreciate it.
I enjoy talking to you. And if you can at work tomorrow, listen to my show on the SHR Media Network, and I'm going to have Andrew Malcolm on.
Oh, he's awesome. He's a treasure. He really is.
Yep.
Okay. Well, thanks again, Jeff.
You take care.
You too. Thanks Bye-bye. For listening, everybody. The Tammy Jackson Show on the 405 will be back next week with more great guests. Until then, this is Tammy Jackson, and I'm telling you to wake up. Do not be silent. Let your voice be heard, because we have a country to save.
I cut my teeth on the back of an old church pew. I learned to walk in the ways of light and truth. And I was told not to speak till I was spoken to. I heard it preached what I should and I should not do. And the choir sang, boy no more. I've seen some things that a man just can't ignore. And this world's gonna see what I'm standing for. I've kept my peace, but I can't hold my tongue.